they lots of times that they would be darn duck would have lights on it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time she renovated those feathers and washed them and dried them, why there wasn't any.
I was wondering about moths, if they ever got in.
Oh, moths used to get in your closets and things like that, but they wouldn't bother your bed. Moths work more in a dark spot.
How about a heavy bed cover that is put together and then tied? Maybe it's filled with cotton or something like that?
Oh, that's we used to call those blankets. It's not the blanket like we have, you know, the Boston blanket today.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a battered quilt, you know.
Mm-hmm. A battered quilt?
Yeah.
Now, how about those that are sewn together?
Well, that's they had all kinds of names for them. They had the garden quilt and the checkerboard quilts. And they had all kinds of quilts that they called them. And my mother used to make every kind in the world that you could think of. Make them in squares, about so big a square, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of designs in them. Then sew them all together.
One of my little girls had
the cotton in them, and then they take a set of the quilting frames.
Uh-huh.
Neighbors would come in and they'd quilt them by hand, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting how they used to spend their time and how we spend it today.
Yeah.
We just sit down and look at something going on in a box.
They was beautiful too,
oh,
they
were. Yeah. And my little daughter sits with one that has sunbonnets on it. Who shines it?
Everything in the world is put on, you know.
Yeah, that is very artistic, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever spread bedding on the floor and sleep on that?
Oh, yeah. I've slept on the floor a lot of times.
Did you call it anything special when you put your covers down there?
Just making a bunk.
Uh-huh. How about the term pallet?
Well, that's the way I've heard that used, too.
Huh? They still use that.
Yeah, they still use that pallet on the floor, yeah.
And your kids don't sleep on a pallet on the floor?
Yeah. If they get a chance, they do. But we were... they love it. You can't get them to sleep. No, they don't really sleep on a pallet on the floor. They just play. I think
well,
all day long.
We have company come in once in a while, and they bring three or four kids. We haven't got enough beds, so we make pallets on the floor for all of them.
Oh, don't they love it though?
They like that better than sleeping in their beds.
Oh yeah, but mine won't go to sleep. They just play and play and play. Finally, I just give up.
Well, if you got some girls and they get about a certain age and they have some girlfriends come in, why, you just want to shut up the door and, because you know they're not going to sleep on that night.
Oh, that's a day I can hardly wait for. I think I'll get a tent and put that in the back of the lot and just give them the house. Ask your friends in and let me know when they leave. Where are the nearest mountains here?
Oh, the nearest ones, I imagine, is down at south of Oklahoma City there. That's the nearest mountain around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess this isn't.
See, we haven't got any mountains in Kansas or this part of the country, any mm-hmm. place until, oh, you get over in the east, you get over in around, you got some hills in around the Tulsa area, but the Wichita is down there south of Oklahoma City and go down there through Loftus about till.
They're pretty.
Mm-hmm. But about the closest one they are here until you get down in around the Carmichael country.
The Arbuckle Mountains down around
Carmichael country.
No, the Arbuckle Mountains are down around Sulphur and Davis.
Yeah, well, that's what I call the Carmichael country.
How about a special word for high flat land?
Plateau?
Plateau?